You know, the prosecutor put it like this. She said that investigators, both federal and state, went through this video second by second, dissecting exactly what had transpired. Now, they also talked to witnesses to corroborate what they were seeing and also what they were hearing from people on the street. And she put it like this. She took us through it. She said, if you look at this video, you'll see Laquan McDonald walking on the street. 6 seconds after arriving on scene, the police officer who was charged with first-degree murder is seen with his weapon pointing at Laquan McDonald, and he starts shooting. If you take a look at that video closely, you see it. You see him on the left-hand side of the screen, John. Now, after that, the angle of this video changes. We asked the prosecutor why, what happened, and she said that the cruiser that had this dash cam moved. That's why the angle of that camera moved, and you don't see the police officer firing his weapon. You only see Laquan McDonald on the ground. Now, like you mentioned, all of this happened in about 30 seconds. The officer discharging his weapon 16 times. Now, the autopsy report shows that Laquan McDonald was hit 16 times. Now, of course, you mentioned this community has been asking for this video to be released for a year now. We finally get to see the video, and now that this officer is being charged with first-degree murder, his defense attorney saying that this officer that this case must be tried in the courts and not in the media.
There's a lot of questions, Rosa, about the timing of the charges. Why was it that the charges were only announced right before this video was released, the video that was released only because of a judge's orders?
You know, we got to kind of have to take you back and give you the background. Community leaders here have been asking for the release of this video for a very, very long time. State and federal investigators got involved, and they were doing a simultaneous investigation. Now, the U.S. attorney released a statement today saying that they continue to investigate. Their investigation is active and ongoing. Today, the prosecutor said, told the media today, she said that the only reason that she released these charges early, even though she had decided to file these charges weeks ago, is because of the release of this video. Now, the release of this video is because a journalist filed a FOIA request and asked for the video to be released. A judge in civil court ordered for this video to be released at the very latest tomorrow, Wednesday. And so because of leaks, we are told, this video was released early. And of course, we saw the police superintendent and the mayor here making this announcement, asking for calm, asking for people to, yes, to exercise their rights, but to keep calm and to protect property here in the city.